May we always feel the nearness of Jesus. Amen. My sermon today is a conglomeration of things I have been reading and listening to that have been percolating in my own heart. And I've been contemplating wholeness and the measure of one's own life, the standards and values that guide us, and the story of our unfolding lives that, upon reflection, shape us. And I love podcasts. And recently I heard two of the podcasts I listened to were with doctors. And I read Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. And between listening and reading the podcasts and Michelle Obama's book and the daily news, there's been brewing up this question, am I enough? And our gospel messages for our first and second Sundays in Advent begin to unfold a response to this question. These gospel messages unfold a story about hope and perseverance. And where is it do we go to look for, to find hope? And what is the source of our perseverance? So last Sunday, our gospel reminded us of the power of hope. And hope is a word that can feel a little abstract sometimes. But the root that hope stems from is to curve, to make a change in direction, to go a different way. And sometimes when we're feeling stuck or feel fearful or like nothing we're trying is making a difference, isn't it when then we begin to see a possibility, no matter how small? Isn't that when we can begin to envision something new? A curve, a different way, that we then begin to experience the feeling of hope. And when we begin to lean into the belief that we are each capable of rising above, that the extraordinary begins to take shape within us, and we begin to believe that, yes, we are capable, we are enough, we are good enough, we can do this. And I heard a little summary about the romantic poet Percy Shelley. And he wrote an essay called A Defense of Poetry. And in Shelley's essay, he talks about the moral imagination as a person to be greatly good must imagine themselves and the world through the eyes of another and of many others. And in doing this, we will find our way to compassion, and not just for another, but for ourselves as well. And when we can feel compassion for people, each person we encounter, this kind of compassion translates into a love that can then be transformed into action. And our actions can then bring healing. And in this, then, is hope. And in today's gospel, we hear John the Baptist proclaiming the words of perseverance to anyone who will listen. Follow into the reign of God, and here we will find healing and life. Life is filled with such mystery, such courage, and such love. We are constantly surrounded by this beauty. We are surrounded by the sacred when we allow ourselves to see deeply one another, when we open ourselves to seeing the light of Jesus within each one of us. This then is our reminder that we are not alone. We are not alone in whatever is facing us. There are depths of resources within us There are resources around us that can help us when we share our hearts with others. This is our reminder that we are each enough. We are each good enough. We each can do this. And Jesus shared with us to be on guard so that our hearts are not weighed down so heavily that we lose ourselves within despair. Jesus tells us we can find strength in him. He is like the fig tree, sprouting leaves so that we can see that he is near to us. When we can imagine Jesus walking beside us, walking with us, lending us his strength, here then we can find that curve, find ways to create the changes we need for the better. When we move towards action not based within fears, things begin to change, maybe slowly, maybe quickly. And as we see the changes, we change. How we see what we are in the midst of changes. And then there we find our hope. The prophetic message we hear in Advent is that we as followers of Christ are invited to heal the world one heart at a time, to hold gently like a newborn baby the belief that we are enough to make a difference in this world, that we don't need to be more wealthy, more educated, more powerful, or somehow different than who we are. We are exactly what is needed. And in this hope is the will to persevere, to connect with others. And within this connection, we become like lights shining in the darkness, leading ourselves and each other towards grace and mystery and love, towards the kingdom of God. Our question for Advent is to imagine how we would live each day, believing we are exactly what's needed to heal the world. Amen.